A very good afternoon again to you. Hi, Foster Brown, along with Mr. Gary Baker, my co-host here. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm doing great. It's a little chilly out, but nice and warm here in the studio.
Now it is. You built a fire in the corner. Ed Rudell is here with us, our tech specialist. Good to have you, Eddie.
Always great to be here, Foster.
And Shane Hamlin is also in here. Good to have you as well.
Well, thank you very much.
In from the wilds of Sterling Heights.
Yes.
We've got our entire tech team here.
Yeah, you're affected by the sinkholes.
Oh,
aren't you?
My Lord, that's
yeah.
right.
Or the sinkhole, I guess.
Use as much water as I can. No, I'm not.
Oh, Lord.
So you're conserving, are you?
Sorry, Miss Miller.
Yeah, I saw that. All sorts of interesting things might be backing up in your basement.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, and to go for Candace Miller, you know, a U.S. congressperson, mm-hmm. right, going down to something a lot tamer, more mundane, you know, the Jane Commissioner in Macomb County.
And then this happens.
And guess what? Yeah.
National spotlight again.
All right.
Oh,
yes.
Back in.
But so, she can handle it.
She can, you know.
Absolutely wonderful.
I was going to say, when I saw her on TV the other day, I thought, okay, well, we got somebody there who can handle a high-profile mess like this
She has been, just a rock-solid representative. Every public servant job she's ever had, that's true. Clear-thinking, clear communicator.
Yep.
Right, has a people's best interest in heart. So, she'll solve it.
But
a whole bunch of other people that'll help dig that silt out.
But you know, this just reiterates. You know, if it's in the ground, people tend to forget it. You got the pipes up in Flint, right? You got our infrastructure that's underneath there for sewage, water, a lot of electrical, and you got a lot of fiber optics going through the sewer systems as well. I mean, if it's down there, and I know they try to do, you know, regular maintenance and stuff, but it's true, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, this is part of our hidden infrastructure, which is aging.
Right.
Yeah. And is an issue all over the country.
I remember when they were digging up Allen Park, when they did all the sewer systems there, 15, 20 years ago, because I used to live there. That's where I was born and raised. And so every time we drive down Allen Road or Park, they were digging it up, and the sewers were actually wood. You know, they were 8-foot diameter wooden barrels, end to end, basically, is what they were.
Holy.
And they had to replace them all with concrete. And that took them 10 years or so to redo that infrastructure.
Yeah. The governor put together a special task force, the 21st Century Infrastructure Commission, I think is what it was called. But they came out with the report. And while it's not good from the standpoint is there's a lot of money, there's a lot of deferred maintenance, a lot of a deferred debt that we have in our infrastructure. The good thing is we at least are starting to get our arms around the magnitude of the problem. Right. Now we still got to solve it.
What I would like to see is underground drones going through those darn pipes and stuff like that. You know, really, could get a Ryobi or whatever you used to call it, or a Roomba, and have it go through the sewers and, let it take pictures.
Well, they use them at pipelines, don't they? I mean, they're already at use in pipelines, where they're little robots that will go through the pipelines to check for broken wells. Yeah. And things like that.
That's a dirty job that, Mike Rowe could probably handle.
Well, guys, what we're going to do this first hour, and normally we have guests on during our first hour, and then the second hour we take questions. We're going to flip it a little bit because this is the hour that we're on live due to some schedule changes today. This is our live hour here on WJR, our flagship station. So we're going to open up our phone lines right now at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. And we're going to open them up for you folks to call us with your questions. We've had a lot of questions coming in by email. Mm-hmm. But this is your opportunity for those of you who may be listening to us on a regular basis and are driving by or are just kind of driving by and, hey, I got a computer problem or I've got a problem with this digital device I'd like to have solved. Give us a call and we'll take a crack at doing it. We've got some people in here who have had lots of experience dealing with technical problems, especially with computers. And that is Ed Rudell and Shane in particular have their hands daily on that. Gary, of course, has been around this business for a long time and I picked up a few things myself, both that I've done to myself and that I've had elsewhere.
And usually the best answers are the ones that we've had to use on ourselves because we've broken something and had to figure it out. So you're right up there with all the rest of us.
All right. Thanks again. And here again, 800-859-0957. And let's go to our first caller here. Good afternoon or good evening, rather. Harry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
Very well, my friend. What can we do for you?
Well, I've had a situation twice this has happened. I get certain emails on a regular basis.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I stop getting them.
Now, these are emails you want to get?
Yes.
Okay, these are emails you want to get. Okay.
You get those from a particular source that...
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some of them I get daily. Some of them I get a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I stop getting them. And they aren't going into the junk mail.
They're not. That was my first
Because I recently had mail that was going, suddenly was going into spam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have a folder that says spam, but it was suddenly showing up in there.
It says junk mail.
Okay, yeah, junk mail is the same thing.
Same difference.
Yep.
Hey, Harold?
Yes?
Are you what are you using for your email? Is it like Gmail? Is it the Outlook?
Windows Live Mail.
Okay, so are you going online to grab your email, or are you using the Windows Live app?
The program. Windows Live.
So you're using the Windows program to get your email.
Right. It comes directly into the computer.
Oh, have you tried going online to, say, Microsoft or MSN.com and logging in there and checking your email there?
Well, I haven't, but one of them I had to re-sign up for the emails, and I'm getting them again.
Yeah.
But the other one I'm going to have to make a phone call to get signed up again with them.
Well, every once in a while, whether it be your webmail through Microsoft or even the people that are sending out the emails, there's security changes, and sometimes they just don't make it through.
Right.
So I would check your online web first.
Right, because it's actually, it could be filtered on the online even before it gets to your local one.
Right.
You're right, Harry. I tell you what, hang on, Harry, and we're going to take a break and see if we come back, we can give you a little more hand. The number again, 800-859-0957. This hour entirely dedicated to answering your questions here on the Internet Advisor.
Now back to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown and Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, and Shane Hamlin in studio here. And we've reversed our order of business to what we normally do, which is that we usually have a guest in this first hour and then questions answered in the second. But since, because of some schedule changes today, our live broadcast is this one, this hour on WJR between 4 and 5 o'clock. Our phone lines are open this hour only for your calls immediately. So that number is 800-859-0957. And we have Harold on the line from Port Huron. And Harold, thank you very much for joining us. We also have Vicki waiting for us in Ida, and your call at 800-859-0957. Okay, Harold. Guys, have we got some other thoughts to share with him coming back?
Well, I know Gary had mentioned at break while we were sitting here that sometimes, how long have you had that subscription to that email, Harold?
I've been using that for 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah, sometimes what they do is because they have a certain amount of people they can include in those for, you know, those things aren't free. You know, that costs them money to put out those emails. So they have a large list. And if they send out an email that says, hey, are you still actively, you know, reading this email? And if you may have missed it, you know, that sometimes happens as well. That's why when you said you resubscribed, it started working again. Well, if you had already been subscribed, they probably wouldn't have let you resubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of little things there that could have been it. But I'd first check, go online, log into MSN.com, put your Hotmail account and your email, your password, and see if those emails are sitting somewhere in a spam or a junk folder.
Mm-hmm.
Just check it.
Yeah, I have a junk folder that happens before it even gets to my computer, right? And that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, that's where I found some emails that I think you and I have been talking about that I couldn't find anywhere. Boom, that's where they were. They've been shuttled off to that. And there was some important emails, too. Okay, Harry, thanks for giving us a call, sir.
Have you noticed that the look of Windows 10 has changed?
Yeah, it's changing a little bit.
Yeah. How have you noticed the change?
The different programs and stuff that you can go through to open up, there's additions in that to what's on that.
On the start page.
Yep.
Yeah, the start pages has changed, yes.
At a glance. And
yes, on the left-hand side of the start page, on the bottom on the left, I noticed that on Jenny's computer, and that's the one that I count on for watching what goes on with Windows 10. Hey, thanks for giving us a call. And our number again, 800-859-0957. Let's go out to Vicki. How you doing, Vicki? Welcome to the Internet Advisor. What can we do for you?
Hello. I have a modem for a connection to my home computer, and twice now, after I update Windows 10, mm-hmm. My computer doesn't work. And the first time it happened, the company I have my modem with took the modem back and replaced it, but they said they wouldn't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was time for the second time to update Windows 10, it did the same thing.
Hmm.
And I don't know how to get in there and get it to work, I guess, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity.
Excuse me just a second. One of the things, Vicki, if your radio is turned up in the background, would you turn it down? Otherwise, it'll distract you because of the delay. Okay, so go ahead. Get it.
Well, what operating system was your computer running, or is your computer running right now?
Well, I don't know what you mean by operating system.
Well, is it running Windows 7, 10. Windows 8?
10.
So you are running Windows 10.
That's right.
Okay, so, and what you're talking about is a Windows 10 update.
Right.
And that's trying to be applied to your computer, and then something happens, and then you no longer have access to your DSL modem.
Right, because it says no connection. You know, when I plug my hotspot in to the laptop, there's no connection, and I don't understand why. And
you have a hotspot now. Is that from your cell phone company?
Well, it's from Sprint.
From Sprint, that's
mobile,
right. Okay.
Broadband, I guess you call it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you stick in the side of the computer.
The little
dongle.
Yeah, a little USB dongle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay. So I'm just trying to understand.
That's
so your internet provider is basically a cellular company,
yes.
Sprint.
Yes.
And when Microsoft does a security update on your computer reboots, and you no longer have access to that internet service provider.
That's exactly it.
That's interesting.
It won't connect to the hotspot. Okay, go ahead.
So have you tried just rebooting your computer?
Well, I've tried several things, but
turning it off and then turning it back on.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Certainly,
all
yes. Right. And this has probably been 4 months now. Mm-hmm. I don't have access to my home computer, and I mean, I'm paying for it,
right.
But I don't know what to do because I'm stuck in a contract.
Yeah, well,
but I know it's got to be something simple.
How long have you had Windows 10?
I bought my HP computer in June, I think, of mm-hmm. 15, I think.
Okay.
And it was right after I got it. They said you could get it free, you know.
Well,
so I downloaded it, and
And it upgraded to Windows 10.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It was a free upgrade.
You know,
it sounds to me like a driver issue with your dongle, your actual modem. Because what's probably happening is it's initially loading a generic Windows driver, and then as the Windows updates, it's changing drivers. There's a driver change somewhere, it seems.
Right. So, I mean, when this happens, when you and I know how to do it,
mm-hmm.
I usually right-mouse-click on your computer icon or this PC icon that's on the desktop, and I select Manage. And then what I do is I go into what's known as Device Manager. So you bring up the Windows Device Manager, and mm-hmm. when you do that, you'll view all the individual components that are on your computer in the Device Manager: keyboard, mouse, CD-ROM, and one of those is our network components. And what we want, what's important, is to identify your modem on there. It might be identified as a USB device. It might be identified as a network adapter,
Wi-Fi adapter,
Wi-Fi adapter. We don't know.
I think it's identified as Netgear or something like that, I'm thinking.
Okay, so if it's a Netgear.
Yeah, then you'll see. Now,
what I'm saying is that you have the ability to go into the individual device that shows up in Device Manager and say, roll back this device driver.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we don't know how this device is showing up to Windows. Is it showing up as a wireless network, or is it showing up in as a USB device in Device Manager, or as a network device?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to identify. So I'm a little confused on how your computer actually connects to the internet. Is it a USB device connected to a modem?
Well, haven't you ever seen those? I think they call them hotspots from Sprint.
Oh, okay.
And it plugs into the USB port.
Gotcha. So what we need to do is identify how it shows up in Device Manager, and then if Shane's idea is correct, right? Does that make sense? That you can roll back driver, it's called.
You can roll back drivers, but it does sound like a software issue. There might be a compatibility issue with Windows 10 with something you're using. Because every time, like, if it works one moment and then doesn't work, because it's swapping back and forth from the driver from the manufacturer and probably the driver from Windows.
Right.
And it's going back and forth, and it seems to work one minute. Then if you uninstall it and then restart Windows,
yeah,
and you put a new one in, it probably installs the right driver, and then Windows updates and rewrites it.
Now, if I'm correct, I have a MiFi device, too. Mm-hmm. And the MiFi device works two ways. It works that allows devices like laptops and desktops to connect to it wirelessly, but if you hardwire it, it'll actually charge the device and act as a network adapter mm-hmm. for anything that's connected to it. So most desktop computers have Wi-Fi adapters built into it. So how does your computer, have you got a wireless symbol on the bottom right-hand corner of Windows where it can connect to wireless devices? Because, you know, most desktops ship with a Wi-Fi adapter.
Well, this isn't a desktop. It's a laptop.
Oh. So do you connect to it with the wireless network adapter?
I guess so.
You know, there's a couple things on the support.sprint page talking about devices via Wi-Fi getting connected after an update for Windows 10. Oh. So other people have had these problems. Let us push on hold, and we'll come back to you with an answer after this break.
All right. Our number again, 800-859-0957. Joe from Livonia is in the wings, and we'll get back and see if we have some more we can tell Vicky from Ida. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor. Glad to be able to talk to you here. We are, by the way, with our WJR flagship station, so you are able to call us directly right now at 800-859-0957, as you heard. By the way, during the week, you can also go to internetadvisor.net and use the Contact Us button there, and people are doing that, and I'm delighted to see that. But right now, we want to get back to Vicky quickly out in Ida. Vicky? The guys have been putting their heads together, and I think they got a couple of things to recommend to you.
Okay.
Hey, Vicky, what you can do is probably, and I don't know if you've done this before, but they should take care of this for you because it's kind of an issue with them, is take your laptop, take your Wi-Fi hotspot, and go right
in. And your modem.
And your modem. And
all
go,
three.
Go right into Sprint and tell them to fix it for you.
Yeah, to a Sprint store.
Yeah, actually, I kind of thought about that.
Yeah. You know, we looked on support, their support.sprint.com pages, and there's a lot of variables.
Yeah.
And rather than try to help you tick off each one, because you have to try like four or five different things potentially, they'll probably be able to figure it out real quickly and fix it for you.
Okay. Yeah,
they should be. You said they've already replaced one of the MiFis for you.
Well, yeah, because I thought there was something wrong with the modem, and I didn't put insurance on it. And I said, I'm one of your best customers.
Right.
I bill all the time.
Well, you live in Ida, right? And tell me where Ida is.
It's between Monroe and Dundee. It's about four and a half miles. East of Dundee.
Yeah, you're in that one area, you're not the only kind of single area, but that southern tier of Michigan, for some reason, has a really hard time with Wi-Fi signals, period. And the MiFi is one of the solutions to that our listeners have done for years, whether they're in the Irish Hills or elsewhere in that southern tier of Michigan that goes right across the state there. For some reason...
Well,
it's kind of a dead zone for
lower population, right?
Yeah, well, so obviously.
They don't saturate it with the towers and whatnot. So,
exactly.
So they're using different technology. Technology should work, but for some reason it's not
Verizon
working for her.
Used to be really good, and then I had a problem with customer service, and so I canceled out my contract with Verizon and went to Sprint. I had tried Sprint modem before, and it wouldn't work that good. But now, when I first signed up with them with the modem here this last time, it worked really good.
Okay. Well, then I would say, on that basis, I just take it back into them and say, here, guys, this is your equipment. Let's get this thing going so we can get back.
Take all three, and they'll fix it.
And get you back connected again. Thank you so much for your call, Vicky. And let us know, by the way. You can give us an email if you'd like, and let us know how things have gone. 800-859-0957. And we've got Robert in Livonia. Robert, welcome to the Internet Advisor. What can we do for you?
Yes, about that modem, internet connection not hooking up.
Yes.
About a month ago, Windows update. They had after the update, they had a bulletin come out saying that they had to fix Windows 10 because of and not connecting to the internet.
Right. Ah.
Yeah, that's what they were kind of saying, the support.
Ginny had the same problem, and here I was beating myself over the head for it. My wife was having a terrible time connecting to the internet. It kept on dropping the Wi-Fi, and I bet that was part of it.
Yes. And all I did was I went to my Wi-Fi, and I disconnected, you know, disconnect and then reconnected. Mm-hmm. But that kept happening every time I boot up the machine. It wouldn't connect to the Wi-Fi. Finally, I think it was an update. It finally fixed it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's interesting to hear. I've been having, and has anybody else had these problems? Does anybody else have Hotmail?
Nope.
Or
nope.
Live mail here?
Nope. Nope.
None of us.
I don't have problems with my computer. I know how to fix it. If it's a problem, it lasts 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Mike says our engineer is saying it was a last century kind of an issue. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, thank you for that call. That was a great call. All right. Let's go to Joe out in Livonia. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you for taking the call. And good afternoon, guys.
Good. Hey, Joe.
Afternoon.
Got an Apple. Actually, I've got three Apples, and I'm having a problem with one of them in terms of getting my high-speed Wi-Fi connection working. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried using a Apple base station, one of the old originals, and it would not connect. It would not complete the process. I tried plugging the hardwire from the modem router directly into the Ethernet port on the back of the one that I'm having the problem with, and it isn't connecting either. So if I buy, I know there's at least two options. One is to buy a USB and plug it into a USB port on the back of the computer. Another one is to buy a PCI card and then plug it in. But not knowing where the problem is, how do I, if you will, troubleshoot whether or not it's the network interface card and whether or not either of the two options that I've mentioned would bypass that issue?
I mean, it sounds like you have an older computer because it still has PCI slots. and you're using an older wireless or Apple wireless technology. It really sounds like it's a problem with the TCP/IP protocol inside the Mac. Unfortunately, I'm not the Mac guy that can be able to describe how to go in and
he's all figure skating.
figure that out. And our Mac experts out, you know, unfortunately.
So let me ask you, when you plug in the Ethernet cable into the back of the Mac, is it showing that it's actually plugged in?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where I would look to see that.
Well, blinky lights.
Yeah.
Have you got blinky lights anywhere? Because I think even the Macs have blinky lights.
Yeah, the Mac will the Mac will have a internet icon just like.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just like a PC does.
I was going to say, from what you're describing, no.
Okay.
So you don't have any icons like that look like a little network or.
Well, I've got icons, and I know that the internet hardwire will work because I've got an older unit that I've been able to plug in and have been able to use it with.
And get online.
Right. But I have not been able to successfully in any way, shape, or form get it with this particular unit. Now, I know that there's something else, and that's the Apple airport card, where Apple actually had a little card that you could stick on the motherboard or plug into the motherboard, which would allow you access. But if I understand it correctly, it was only in B format.
Yeah, because it's an older piece of
device. Or standard.
Yeah. Joe, if I remember correctly, you like using older Apple equipment and just working it until it works. until it does.
I've got them, and I've got a lot of stuff that I want to try and eventually get off.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to guess, when is the next Mac Group meeting? Do you know?
It's probably going to be at least 2 weeks.
I would suggest taking, you know, some of the questions you have here, because Cal is out of town right now, Cal Carson, who was our Mac expert.
Yeah, but I can give you his cell phone number.
There you go. There's also at the Mac Group meetings, they have an hour before the meeting begins, and I'm sure you know this, they have a genius group there. And a lot of them have been using Macs for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And can help you with making these kind of connections, because I think we've run out of our own level of expertise here.
Well, got a question going back to either using the USB connector, or I forget what they call the little dongle, or using a PCI card. Would that bypass the Ethernet connection?
It will. It actually will. If you've got an Ethernet problem, Ethernet card, a bad card, or something going on there, and you throw a USB device in.
Well, I've got no way to really test to see if it's the Ethernet port or not.
Don't you have another computer laying around somewhere?
Say again?
Do you have another computer laying around somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I've got a Mac Mini.
Okay, have you plugged that Ethernet cable into that Mac Mini?
Well, the Mac Mini's got Wi-Fi built into it.
But it also has an Ethernet port on it, too.
Right, so but I think Joe said that he's tested other devices on in the cable and they've worked.
I've been able to plug it into.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're right.
Okay.
I tested to see whether or not the connections were working. It's just that I don't know whether or not it's the port, whether or not it happens to be a particular part of the network interface card.
Well, it's such an old computer. Did you actually take a flashlight and look into the adapt where the eight wires are? Maybe you got a dust bunny in there or something?
No, I keep that fairly clean.
Okay. I'm Joe, you've got to, with a couple of things that you've been talking about, it sounds like people who have hands-on knowledge of these older machines would be the kind of people who could give you the most help with what you're, the questions you're asking. And I'd like to make sure that you get those answers and get them from people who have gotten their hands on those things. So,
and what Shane was basically saying, if he gets a PCI card in there, it'll probably load the drivers for that card automatically and probably get that working, too, if there's something physically wrong with the other.
Joe loves working with these older machines. Hey, Chris out there in Warren, hang on. We'll be right with you. And if you're going to be giving us a call, we still have a little bit of time left. So please, if you've got a question for the Internet Advisors, give us a call at 800-859-0957. And again, Chris, hang on. We'll be right back with you in Warren in just a moment. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking with Chris from Warren. And by Stets, thanks so much for your help here getting our program on the air. He's our engineer and he's been answering phones as well.
Yeah, he's doing dual duty.
Yeah, my poor granddaughter, our screener, is out with injuries. And we've been juggling these things, but thank you so much for that. By the way, we're on for about another 10 minutes. So if you have a question, we have this kind of unique opportunity where you can call in right now at 800-859-0957. Now, we will continue to record our second hour of our program, and that is what we will be putting on our podcast, and that'll appear on Sunday night, Monday morning, and then the rest will go out to our affiliates as well in Southwest Michigan. So thank you very much for those of you who will stick around and enjoy that as well. But right now, let's go to Chris. And by the way, if you'd like to squeeze a call in here, 800-859-0957. Chris from Warren, welcome to the Internet Advisor. What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a question, and I need a straight answer.
Okay.
And I know Ed, and I trust Ed's advice. Anyway, I bought a brand new Acer computer, a desktop. And I had issues with my old HP computer. And make a long story short, it has Windows 2010 on it. And I 2000, yeah.
Yeah, Windows 10.
And then I had an Office. I wanted the Microsoft Office on there because I wanted the Outlook email. And I had a DVD of Microsoft Office Professional. And it had Outlook, and it had the other applications as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to load that. The key was still good. Now, question I have, I'm still having a little bit of an issue when I open up Outlook to get to my email. It tells me it's not responding, and it goes to another site where it says, can't get to the email. And then I cancel out of that, and all of a sudden the email pops up. Now, I'm questioning, Is there a compatibility issue between Windows 10 and Office Professional 2010?
You know, not that I know of. Not that I know of, but let me put it that way. But it's possible that your computer shipped with a trial version of an updated version of Office 365.
No, they took that off.
Perfect. 'Cause
the company that I bought, the local constabulary that I bought it from, migrated my information from my old computer to the new computer, and I actually bought an Office But it didn't have the Outlook on it. So they were able to take that back, and they took my DVD and they loaded my DVD of Office Professional. And then I worked with their tech, and they finally were able to get to my primary email from WOW. I have WOW as an internet provider, mm-hmm. and everything's popping in. But it's like a convoluted process still getting to the email. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend at this point? Should I take it, you know, have them work on it and deinstall and reinstall? Or what do you recommend? Should I bite the bullet and buy the new version of Office, Microsoft Office?
Well, again, what was the issue? So every time you start Microsoft Outlook, it gives you an error message that it's not responding. You close that, and then yet when you go in, all of a sudden, magically, everything's working. Is that basically what you were saying?
Basically, yeah.
How often does it let you enter into Outlook?
Well, it lets me go in, but it's like I have to cancel and say okay, mm-hmm. and then cancel, and then mm-hmm. shut down and come back in, and I still get those error messages saying it's not responding, and all of a sudden, everything pops in.
You know what, Shane, what might do fix this? Because I'm not sure. First, go into Programs and Features and make sure that you do truly do only have one version of Microsoft Office on there. But the other thing you might want to try is create another user profile on there temporarily. So you create and then log off as your primary user, and then go in as a brand new user on this computer, mm-hmm. and then attempt to just go into Outlook and set out the email back up again and see if the new user account that you've created is actually experiencing the same problems.
Okay.
Because this might be like a user profile issue or somehow mm-hmm. something was messed up because you installed various versions of Outlook underneath the other user profile. Other than that,
if instead of going out and buying a new version of, you know, Office,
but there's no, but when I there's no reason why that shouldn't work.
No,
right?
Not that I could think of. No,
it definitely should.
Well, let me ask you this: Do any of the other Office programs give you any problems?
I mean, like Word or Excel or PowerPoint?
No. Not at all.
Yeah. Because you know, I find that there's a certain PDF reader that will cause problems with Office and Outlook and
Everything else is working just fine.
Okay,
so when did this all happen? When did you buy this from these guys?
Last Saturday, as a matter
of
fact.
Go back in and have them fix it.
What's that?
Go back in and have them fix it.
Okay.
Now this is a laptop or a desktop?
It's a desktop.
Okay.
Yeah. It's unfortunate you have to pack it up and take it back.
I've already done that one time this week because this has been a long convoluted mm-hmm. process, and I'm almost sorry that I didn't go to Best Buy. Let's put it that way.
I hear you. In the same breath.
I just helped a friend of mine buy a laptop last weekend, and we went to Best Buy, best price there, even checking the net. They got a great price from them.
Yeah, we would suggest, you know, rather than fight with this thing, I think what the guys are suggesting, and it probably is the best suggestion in this case, is just take it back in, especially since you've only had it 7 days.
I've got 30 days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whether, you know, it's... And I don't want to mention the company.
That's okay. But make them make it work.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Micro Center.
Okay. So it sounds like you... it sounds like they installed Outlook... They installed Outlook separate from the rest of the Office package, and there may be a conflict there that it's looking for one... set of licensing, and it turns out that needs to another item.
We're about to wrap up here, so I want to make sure, Ed, you have some final thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? I just realized that you said that you had Office 2010 Professional, and Office 2010 Professional actually has a diagnostic and repair when you go to Start, All Programs, and then look in Microsoft Office Suite. In there, you should have the ability to repair Microsoft Office. Have you tried that application?
Does she have 10 or 7? I wasn't sure.
10.
Ten.
So there's usually, when you run it, you also have the Microsoft Office Repair Tool, which is what they removed that after Office 2013. I wish they still had that. Boy, that would fix a lot of problems. And if it's not there, you can go into Programs and Features, and then you can select Microsoft Office, and then you can go into Microsoft Office and say change. And when you select change, instead of uninstall or whatever, when you go change, in there you have the ability to reinstall Office, and you could select additional components. You could say custom. I want to modify the default components that I'm installing in here. And you tell it to install everything. There's a little checkbox at the top. And when you do that, one of the things it installs is Microsoft Office Diagnostic and Repair Utility.
Okay, good. So, and hopefully that will take care of it for you. Chris, I'm sorry we don't have any more time right now to dig into this for you. The other thing, too, is, and I, you know, she mentioned the company that she went to or the store that she went to. I think, Shane, you chuckling because you have, as somebody who works out of a store, you know that this can happen.
No, I chuckle because she goes, I'm not going to name it Micro Center.
but they're reputable. Yeah. Go back in, they'll fix it. Exactly. They'll make it right.
Exactly. Yeah. Make it work.
I'm glad it's them and not somebody else that may not make it right.
Exactly. And make it and have them make it work for you, Chris. That's absolutely a big deal. Listen, Rick is on the line there. Hang on, Rick, from West Bloomfield. We're going to take a break, and during the break between this hour and the next, we'll get on and see if we can give you a hand.
Yeah, we'll help you.
All right. And for the rest of you folks out there who are listening right now, if you have a question, you can simply go to internetadvisor.net, and there is a Contact Us button there, which is now working. And you can put your question in there, and we'll send it off. And during the week, Gary and Ed and Cal and Shane and I will take a look at that, and we'll get some answers for you as well.